Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Happy Sunday, Sunday fun day. Today is July 30th, and I'm going to be talking about the 2-hour mid-season finale of Fear of the Walking Dead. Yes, it is time for the Fear of the Walking Dead recap show, available now on iTunes, in case you care. But normally I do this with my peeps. Brancy, she just got back from Con. I think she's still recovering from the San Diego Comic-Con. It was crazy for her over there. She got some cool supernatural stuff, which I don't want to talk about. And Kristen, according to Kristen.com, I text her. She's probably going to be like, I didn't even have my phone on me. Like, what normal girl doesn't have the phone hooked onto them? Okay? She ain't got no kids. She ain't got no job on Sundays. What is she doing? Not here with us. And Jesus of dysfunctional.com, he doesn't do Fear of the Walking Dead with us anymore because he's too Hollywood. Too Hollywood. And if you listen to our Strain recap show, just a few, it's on the blog, you'll notice that Jesus is seriously Mr. Hollywood. But let's talk about the finale. I rewatched it today. Watched it with my wife. That's the thing, people. I've been wanting to watch this, but my wife likes the show as well. And you know how it is. Happy wife, happy life. Because if I would have watched it, she'd been like, really? You would watch it without me? And I was like, no, I haven't. So we were able to push the 2-hour mid-season finale last night, and we did it. We finished it, and then I rewatched it again today so I could get my notes. So what I'm going to do is, it's a 2-hour mid-season, and it happens to be a 2-episode, right? It's the unveiling, and then, of course, the second episode was Children of Wrath. So I figure I'm just going to do my little notes here, and then play the intro of the show, and then jump right into it. All right, so let's do this. I'm looking over my notes now. This episode aired on July 9th on AMC, the unveiling. It was the first half. We got started with Jake and Alicia meeting up with Walker. And then, dun-dun-dun, the Dino Ophelia has returned. Now, I don't know about y'all. I really didn't care. I really don't care about Ophelia, because she's... I want to like her because she's Daniel's daughter. That's what I want. But I just... So when I saw her, I already knew that she was coming because in the commercial for Fear of the Walking Dead of the episode before, you see the commercial that she is somewhere. So you know she's alive and she had braids. So I knew that she had to have been with Walker. And of course I was right. And probably so y'all. So seeing that she's been hanging out, that was cool with them. I guess she's alive. And I guess we were trying to figure out what was going to happen because when we do leave Ophelia, she is found by Jeremiah out there in the desert. So we kind of – and this whole time I thought that she was like, you know, chained into the basement of this crazy old man. But she wasn't. She was hanging out with the Indians. I definitely loved the fact that Alicia puts that girl in check. It's like, hello? Did you not think about it that I almost got killed trying to find you and you took the truck and blah, 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 blah. Selfish. That's another reason why I don't like Ophelia. No. Now, maybe she has changed. I don't know. Nick got a haircut. That was pretty cool, right? How many of y'all like the haircut? I don't know if I like the haircut. I think I like them all, you know, dirty-haired surfer kind of kid. I don't know if I'm digging the new haircut. Let's see here. You know, Madison and Nick are definitely not happy at Jake for leaving Alicia at the ranch. I mean, at the diner with Walker and his men. I think that was a good call. I think it made sense for Jake to go and talk to Dad. Even though Dad wasn't going to budge, we all knew Dad wasn't going to budge, but Alicia going over there, Dad would have been like, hey, he chose to go over there. He's going to stay over there. And that's what would have happened. Let's see what else. Madison manipulating Troy to go save Alicia. One, Madison is evil, okay? Madison is just, I don't like her. Though, I understand her, and I'll get to that later. But at this moment, I still don't like her. Meaning at this moment, like, in this part of the episode, like, coming up to it. But I'll explain later. This whole plan of going to save Alicia, bad move. I mean, my wife and I paused it, and I was like, this is not going to end good, right? And she was like, no, what is Madison thinking? And then to come to find out, Madison's up there with Nick with the truck while everybody's doing the dangerous stuff. It was her freaking idea. Her daughter. So that part happens. And then Jeremiah and Ophelia chat in the little place where all the food is, which we know that they know each other. And Jeremiah's like, yo, let's forget about the past. I want to talk about that part, but it can't, cause it didn't happen yet. But, okay. So let's go back to the rescue. The rescue goes totally wrong. Wind up killing people. We all know that Walker and his men are going to come after everybody. They know where they're going. God, it was so stupid. That part was dumb. And I mean, that it was just dumb because they should have just left Alicia where she was at and let Jake do the thing. But Madison with the puppet strings on Troy. And then the next day, holy crap, Jake goes over there with water. And dude, I really thought Jake was going to get scalped. I truly did. I mean, he did. The line started happening. The blood started going down his head. I was like, this dude is going to rip off his head, his scalp. And because of Ophelia, he stops. But that was, woo, Jake was. And it seemed like I would have liked to see Troy or even Dad upset. Your son comes home. And he's got almost scalp. I would have lost my shit. I would have. If my son would have came home and I'd be like, what was that? Were you, that's not shaving. You didn't get cut yourself shaving, a haircut. What happened there? Walker almost scalped me. I would have been like, oh, damn, no, you didn't. Yeah, I was emotional during that part because, like, they didn't even care. But poor Jake. So then Ophelia gets beat down and she makes that comment about, they thought I gave Alicia intel code. I was like, I paused it right there. I looked at my wife. I was like, she's a Trojan horse. She's lying. She is lying. She has to be lying. She's going to do something evil. She's going to like let him in or something. And then all hell breaks loose because everybody starts going. And I was like, oh, damn, someone poisoned him. And that I knew it. Ophelia. And then everybody starts dying. And then the zombies start attacking people on the ranch. My wife did bring something up, though. Maybe y'all know this answer. I don't know. I was like, hey, you're right, wifey. But she was like, how is it that everybody that has been there for all this time has crappy ass tents? And then Madison and Nick and Alicia show up and they got a cabin with like four beds, all nice with AC. Okay, I just threw the AC part in there. But still, I was like, you know what? You're right. I would be pissed if I was living in a tent. And I was like, who are these people? Nothing but trouble. And they get a freaking cabin? Yeah, and that's before they were sleeping together, Madison and Jake. I mean, not Madison and Jake, but Alicia and Jake. I don't know. But that whole end part there was crazy. Everybody's just boom, 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 boom. And then, you know, Nick sees Ophelia take off running, and then Madison runs after, and bam! The episode ends, part one. That was the first part, the unveiling, first half of the mid-season finale. So far, so good. It's kind of crazy. Every time I see darkness and fire and everything else, it reminds me of Herschel's farm when everything was going crazy. That was such a good scene on The Walking Dead. But, yes, so this first half, I'm happy. Are you happy out there? I was happy. So, coming up next, we're going to talk about the second half. It's called Children of Wrath. Oh, man, and it got crazy.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
All right, it's Mike again, iWatchMike.com, and I'm back for the second half, the 2-hour mid-season finale of Fear of the Walking Dead. It was called Children of Wrath. It aired Sunday, July 9th on AMC. Keep in mind, people, it returns. The mid-season premiere returns Sunday, September 10th. I saw that on Talking Dead. So this episode, I would have thought it would have started right off there, but no, it starts off with the backstory of Ophelia. And then, you know, Otis is shooting at her, which we saw in the past episode, and we never knew what happened. Come to find out, he just left her there. That was the big payoff. That's the old thing that we were waiting for. It was like, you can't get a ride because your kind's not welcome. And she wants to spit on him because he doesn't like Mexicans. I happen to be Mexican. I wouldn't have spit on him. I would have been like, please, just get me in the car. Please, let me just jump. I would have jumped on the hood, the back. I would have done something. I was like, just drag me. I don't care. Help me get to where I need to go. But nope, that didn't happen. And then Walker finds her. And then, bam, we see present day Madison chasing her ass. Now, let's go back. This whole time we waited. And that was the backstory? Once again, that just proves my point. I didn't even care about Ophelia. I mean, it would have been better if, like, he would have put her in the truck and, like, left her in there and then, you know, duct taped her and wouldn't have known that she was American yet and, like, you know, just, you know, I don't want to say tortured her, but put her in the trunk and she's all hot and sweaty and, you know, and, like, coyotes almost get her and scorpions are on the face and these big giant black ants are all, like, biting her. I don't know. I just thought that would have been, like, way cooler. And then at the right when she's not, she rips the tape off. Like, I'm American. Look at my driver's license. That's what I would have liked. I don't know about you guys. But no, she just gets left. And of course, don't get me wrong, Walker finds her. Well, before that, Daniel, her dad, shows up, which I see in The Talking Dead. I don't know if you saw that, that, you know, she kind of mentions how she, Ophelia, doesn't think of her mom in this situation, but her dad, and she's her, you know, daughter's, her father's daughter, and the strength and everything, which is dope. I'm hoping that's where it goes, that she becomes a badass. Right now, I'm just not a fan of her right now, but it was good to see Daniel. He's my favorite character out of the entire. And then Alicia. Alicia's second. I don't know if I have a third yet. Maybe Strand, but I will see. So that happens. And then Madison, boom! Breaks open the truck window. She pulls Ophelia out and starts beating her ass. Like, what did you do? What did you do? That was badass. Now, I'm not going to lie, people. I paused it right there. And I looked at my wife and I said, what do you think Daniel would do if he walked in on this right here? Now, Daniel, I'd probably be upset. Like, Ophelia, what did you do? But he'd be like, Madison, get your hands off my daughter. That would be a good fight. But Madison wouldn't have a chance. But right then and there, I was like, man, she is whooping her ass. And then she takes Ophelia back to Walker, find out it's anthrax that are killing the people. And there's no cure. Walker gives props to Madison. Yeah, it was pretty pretty intense there. So we got all that intense moment at the diner and everything else is going on. Then, bam, it switches over to Victor Strand. Victor Strand is walking. He's trying to find something to drink and eat. Finds the Abigail. The Abigail. I don't even know who. I can't even remember who the hell these people were on the boat. I thought, were these people that stole the boat? I guess they stole the boat. And these were just regular people. And they. I have no idea what happened. I can't remember. Anybody remember? Because I don't remember. But either way, he finds the Abigail. And then starts talking to a Russian astronaut out in outer space. I thought, even though I really enjoyed this episode, this was almost like my favorite part of the episode of Strand on a walkie-talkie to a man in outer space. It was just like it was just good. It was kind of like when Alicia was talking to that one guy on the other side of the CB and then all that crap happened with the Abigail and they, you know, boarded the ship. It wasn't the same, but it was just, I don't know. The connection that these two have, one on Earth and one on outer space, and, you know, and the advice that this person gives them and says, don't make this your last, you know, champagne and live life. And, you know, that was, and I think Strand, you know, to see that he was going to die in outer space because no one can bring him back. You know, I thought that was, I think that was like my favorite moment. I mean, this was a really good mid-season finale. But I don't know what it was. That scene there was just some good stuff. So now Strand decides I'm going to burn the past and totally ignites and destroys the Abigail and grins as he's walking off. He's got guns and he's ready. I think that's what Strand needed, which I'm excited to see because not only is he a smooth talker, I'm hoping this will – he's a survivor. He's been doing it on his own. So I think seeing Strand come back, it's going to be cool because I'm wondering how much time lapse is going to be from the midseason finale to the premiere. I don't know if there is going to be any time jumping a little bit, but we'll see. But I'm looking forward to seeing what Strand becomes, and I think he's going to become my third favorite. So you got Daniel for me, then Alicia. Alicia's just badass. She's definitely grown, and Strand is getting there as well, for me at least. I don't know about you guys. Let's see what else. I guess they steal the truck, which we all knew what was going to happen there. Even my wife's like, they know they're going to get followed, and they did. They brought the truck, and the Indians are right parked on top of the hill like, we see you, we're going to kill you, you better give our truck back. And then they try to talk, and of course that doesn't happen. That doesn't, no negotiation. And then Nick digs up the bone. I'm still trying to figure up the skull. Was that... Is that somebody, an Indian, or I don't know why I still think it's his wife, because even Walker tells Madison that's a white man's shame. I really think that, I don't know if he meant he feels shameful because he killed an innocent Indian, you know, when they were in this hot, this is how everything got started, or Was that his wife? I still think he killed his wife by accident or on purpose. I don't know. In a drunken rage? I don't know. Curious to know what you guys think. But yeah, so Nick calls him out, and Jeremiah's not having it. He's like, you're a guest in my house. I was like, oh, shit, Nick. Chill the hell out. You're about to get him really pissed off. So, you know, that gets called out. And then, of course, Nick brings the skull to Madison and Alicia. And then the cat is out. The cat is out the bag. Alicia finds out that they both knew that Troy is the one that killed the family. Woo! And Alicia goes off. And I loved it. I loved it. I think I do like the fact that Alicia is probably as tough or tougher than her mom, but also has the brains. She's smart about what she does. And that's what I like. I'm liking about Alicia. But she goes off on her. I thought that was a great scene. Great scene in that little cabin that they got over the people in the tent. what else? And then Madison finally tells Nick and Alicia about the story. We finally get a little backstory of Madison when she was a little girl and how her dad abused her mother and what Madison did as a little girl. Crap! Well, that explains everything. And like I told my wife, I go, I think, you know, we all knew that there was some darkness in there for Madison. Of course, I didn't think it was this. I did think it was like abusive and as a little girl, and that's why she's just so tough. But to see what it was finally, I still don't care too much for Madison. Like I said earlier, I'm not a fan of her, but I can respect her. And I could see it. Like, I could see it. When she said that she would do it over and over, and she didn't care about that look that her mother gave her, just like her kids are giving her, but she will do it over and over a million more times to protect her mother and to protect her kids. I get it. I have a son. I get it. Totally respect it. I just don't think she thinks everything out. So, I still don't like her. But I respect her. Like, you know, like, we work together, like, Madison, I don't like you, but we don't have to like each other to work. That's how I feel. But that scene was great. I thought that was a great scene there. I think her kids were just, Nick was like, what the hell? But it was good to see. I'm curious to see if we're going to get any more stories, or is that it, and now it's an understanding. But still, I think Madison, yeah, she's definitely got some skeletons in her closet. Madison approaching Jeremiah, this whole end part here, I thought was great. Her coming in there, you know, and then, you know, telling Jeremiah that I'm not going to kill you, you're going to kill yourself. And, that was dope. I thought that scene was great. And then when Nick comes in and Jeremiah still gets pissed off that nobody knocks and then starts talking crap to Nick, you could just see it in Madison's face. Like, well, I was like, oh, damn, you just don't know the story she just told the kids, Jeremiah. She is about to kill your ass if you keep talking crap to Nick. And then right at that moment, I did not see that coming. I really thought Madison was just going to shut him up and shoot him in the head. But bam! Nick pulls out that revolver that Jeremiah gave him and shoots him in the head. And then, of course, he's told to run. She's there when the boys show up. Man. And then you hear that instrumental, which was badass, because I had to look up the song. I knew it sounded familiar, and I believe the song was also put into the following. That's why this group says it's called Kai Theory. Hopefully I say it right. K-I and then semicolon Theory, the Stand By Me. It's from the Fear of the Walking Dead soundtrack, season 3, episode 8. But yeah, it looks like it was on the Fear of the Walking Dead and the following as well. It's a band. And because of the song, I'm going to listen to some tunes from this band. I love this remix, the standby remix that comes, that just took the whole season finale up a notch. Because then the song is going, nobody's talking, the boys are taking out Jeremiah's body, Madison goes out to the barn, we don't know what's going on, she cuts off his head and gives it to Walker. Walker gives that nod of like, we good, we straight. And Madison closes her eyes like, you could just see that lift, that my kids are fine. I don't think she cared about anybody else. It was like, my kids are fine. And I get it. Right when I saw it, I was like, I just still don't like you, Madison, but I respect you and I understand you. So that was, and then the song's playing. It's just, it was just good. It's just a good season, mid-season finale. So I was a happy camper. I don't know how my people feel, meaning Brancy and Kristen and Jesus. Well, Jesus doesn't count. But yeah, I thought it was great. I thought it was a great, and that song just took it up. It was, the episode was great, and then the song was the bow on top. Bam. So I know a new, the mid-season premiere comes back. It returns to, Sunday, September 10th. So I'm looking forward to that. If you did see the Talking Dead, they showed a clip of the premiere. If you didn't, well, it looks pretty interesting because it looks like Walker and his people somehow worked out something where they're coming on the ranch. They're going to be staying there, it looks like. Woo! Which I think it makes sense because you gotta be strong in this. And I think with the Indians and everybody with the guns and everything, I think there's going to be some people that are not going to like living there. I think they showed this little kid saying this isn't right. Having them come on there, but it looks like the Indians are going to be staying on there on the land. It's their land, and they're going to be staying there. It's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen because there's definitely going to be some tension going on. But that's it, man. I thought, yeah, it was great. Good stuff. That's it for me and my review. If you want to hear more, you can go to my blog, iwatchmike.com, or you can go to iTunes and search Fear of the Walking Dead Recap Show. Or audioboom.com/iwatchmike. No, is it? I can't remember now. I'm sorry, because I'm like, look at this episode. The song was so good. I've been listening to it on YouTube like for, I don't know, 30 minutes now. Straight or repeat. Audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. That's it. If you don't get it, my blog, iwatchmike.com, on the top, you'll see where it says podcast. Click on that. My Twitter, Instagram is on there. Facebook, Snapchat, all that good stuff is there as well. So that is it. Like I said, returning Sunday, September 10th. I might actually, after this, sometime soon, San Diego Comic-Con, a new trailer for Fear of the Walking Dead aired there. So I couldn't talk about it. I reviewed the new trailer for The Walking Dead because we recapped that show as well. And I was so excited because I was like, oh, I'm going to get to talk about the new trailer, San Diego Comic-Con Fear. And I was like, oh, my dumbass hasn't even seen the finale. So now that I've seen it, now I can talk it. So that'll be posting up soon as well. So make sure you check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. Have a great week. August is around the corner. Be safe out there. I'll talk to you later. Peace out.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home. Take care of yourself.